Call the City of Tucson Redistricting Advisory Committee meeting to order. This is a meeting scheduled for October 5, 2020 at 5 p.m. Let's go to roll call.
Chair Rothschild?
Here.
Vice Chair Mendoza?
Here.
Mr. O'Connell?
Here.
Ms. Chubon?
Here.
Mr. Perkins?
Present.
Ms. Kennedy?
Here.
And Mr. Scott?
Here.
Okay, we need a motion to approve the meeting transcripts of September 3rd and September 14th. I know those were sent to us. Can I get a motion to approve the transcripts?
So moved. This is Charlene.
Okay. Get a second. Okay, we got a second. Any further discussion on that matter? Hearing none. All in favor of approving the transcripts, say aye.
Aye.
I think I heard ayes. Well, I can ask. Anybody not in favor? Okay, passes unanimously. Okay, let's move on to consideration of redistricting proposals. Roger, do you have any, or Ms. Stash, representing the attorney's office, it looks like, do you have any preferences to how we proceed, or is it just a free-for-all? I see that Ms. Mendoza has given us a couple suggestions. I can't hear you, Roger.
Yes, Your Honor. Right now, there are the two original staff recommendations. There are the two recommendations put forward by Vice Chair Mendoza. And then you're more than willing and able to review any other possibilities that the committee would like to discuss.
Okay. And the staff recommendations, as I recall, were to move 98, and was the other one 85?
82.
Okay, I'm not remembering 82 as well. So I guess I'll open, and I kind of have an idea. I think after tonight, the next thing we do is we go to public hearing, and the staff proposal and Ms. Mendoza's are significantly different. They both have things to be said good for them. You know, they both have pluses and potential minuses. I think we should have a discussion, kind of get everybody's point of view, but I don't think it's a terrible idea to move them both. Well, I think we should choose one and Ms. Mendoza's, but move one of those because it has a different sort of sense of what it wants to do, and one of and the staff one, one of the staff ones for public hearing. See what kind of comments we get. Give us time to think about it, and then come back with a recommendation for the council. And we could recommend to the council alternatives and let them decide. My concern, Charlene, with option number one is it moves 21,000 people. And that's too much. Option two moves 12,000 people, which is still a lot, but it's about half as many. I think in the staff's recommendation, to move 98, you move about 5,000 people. And my experience tells me that people don't like to move wards. I couldn't support that. The other part is the real job here, and I know there's other things that should be considered, but is to lower that maximum population deviation as low as possible. And 8.32 is still really high. The staff's recommendation, I think, puts us at 4.72. The option number two puts us at 5.02, which is very close. It would be my proposal that we, after listening to everybody else, but my initial reaction is to go to the public hearing with those two proposals, Ms. Mendoza's option two and staff's proposal for precinct 98. Now, the only question I had, Roger, and it could be me not seeing it, but what does Ms. Mendoza's movement do, just so that the targets are 92,977, okay? If we move number two, which is Charlene's, Ms. Mendoza's, what does that put those, because you're affecting four wards? What does that put those four wards at?
I did, Jonathan, this is Kelly. I did send out, or actually Shauna sent out a table that shows all the numbers for Charlene's proposal.
Do you have it in front of you? Because I just don't.
Yeah, I do.
And I'm just concerned about just the one person, one vote numbers, you know?
Yeah. So what do you want me to tell you? So it moves the second option that Charlene shared was, it moves three wards, precinct 37, precinct 89, and precinct 160, two other places.
Right.
And total, go ahead. You want the total population?
Total population, what it would look like in wards 1, 3, 6, and 5 after, if we adopted ward 2.
One's total, new total population is 93,323.
Okay.
An addition of 1,188 people. Ward 3's new total is 92,975.
Okay.
It's a decrease of 1,578.
Right.
And then Ward 5 goes down to 93,128.
Okay.
That's a decrease of 42, almost 4,300.
Okay, and then what's 6 go to? Because 6 picks up some.
So 6 goes up to 91,074.
Okay.
It's an increase.
Okay, those are all good numbers. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's my take on it. I would be for moving on to the public hearing, staff recommendation with regard to 98 and Charlene's recommendation as to option 2, because I think that gets
Mr.
closer.
Mayor, can I ask a question?
Grady, go ahead.
Yeah. Because this is pre-census, if we do a lot of moving, couldn't that change when we have the census data?
Roger or Ms. Stash, what's the...
Mr. Mayor, I would expect that with the 2020 census data, as well as the reprecincting that will occur from the county prior to the next redistricting advisory committee, there's going to be some major moves in the next iteration of the redistricting.
Well, then I have okay. So I understand we're out of compliance now, but what does that mean? So when do you actually get the next census numbers?
So we will bring this, we'll reform this committee in 2022.
Okay. So it's not, okay.
So the recommendation to council will be October of 2022.
Okay, but they're going to need to do something before that.
We need to do something now to bring us back into compliance.
Okay, so I mean, I guess that's another argument for not moving as many moving pieces, because you may be moving a lot of pieces again in the future. But okay, that's good to know. Grady, did that answer your question?
It does, and that's my concern. The more people you move, they're going to have to move. They could possibly move again in the second year. That's going to be confusing, could conflict with people's ability to know where they're supposed to be voting.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else? Charlene, you. It's your hard work, so why don't you give us some thought, at least as to number two?
Sure. There were two things that I was looking at primarily. One, and this is, you know, I was using the demographic table that came from Shauna and the rest of the staff supporting us. And I was looking at some of the data around where populations seem to be growing in Tucson, where they seem to be shrinking. And obviously we can only look back on that data and maybe use it to trend. So I was thinking a little bit about predictions. So that was one of the things, was to really kind of look at where in the city we're having some projected growth and to maybe factor that in at this moment. Because I agree with the point that we don't necessarily want to move, you know, everybody all at once. But I think we also had some wards that were very out of, you know, there was a real big spread between the smallest ward and the largest ward. So my second option took that into consideration and really tried to get most of the wards as close to the median as possible.
Okay.
And I think it did a pretty decent job of that.
Yeah.
While taking into account all of the other things, like you can't split up a neighborhood association, you can't, it had all kinds of can'ts. There were very few precinct possibilities that even were things you could do. The second thing I was thinking about is that overarchingly, according to the data we were provided, you know, Tucson is somewhere between 44 and 48% Latino. And it seemed like looking at two districts where the Latino population was 75%+ and other places where it was very low, that if we had to make some shifts and changes, it made some sense to make some shifts and changes that didn't substantially lower the two majority populations, but perhaps created a little bit more of a, not a balance, because we're not ever going to get to a balanced place, but at least in Ward 3 and Ward 6, a little bit closer to something that at least to me looked like representative. In particular with Ward 6 changes, the initial proposal looked at taking some of the, and I should be, I think I said this before, this is also kind of my part of town. And the initial changes were shifting from some of the areas that didn't really shift, even though it equalized numbers, it didn't necessarily shift any of the either Latino population or the minority population at large. Whereas the precincts I suggested moving in from Ward 3 do impact that in Ward 6. So those were really my justifications, but I'm happy to answer any questions because obviously lots of work. So there's probably more I could say. I just don't know how much people want to hear.
No, that's good thinking. I mean, the fact of the matter is, and it's probably going to continue to be, because I was shocked that Ward 6 had lost population. You know, that was the one surprise of this, but what's going to happen over the next, God knows how long, is Wards 5 and Ward 4 are going to grow. And we've seen that in Ward 5, and Ward 4 will grow. So over time, that's what's going to happen. But it was good work to get the populations as close. That is really good work. And it is interesting when you look at, and voter dilution is, or minority dilution, such an interesting topic anyway, and we could go into that for hours, right? Especially since we have citywide elections ultimately. But you know, so you have two things you're trying to avoid. One is you're trying to avoid compacting, and the city's done a pretty good job of compacting. I mean, not that that's the natural way it lays, but so and you're addressing that a little, and none of this is going to be a significant change. And then the other is you don't want a fragment. Okay. And, you know, moving from 5 to 1 clearly isn't going to fragment because you're just moving from 1 to 3. I'm not sure that moving 1 to 3 doesn't fragment a little, but anyway, I think that's a decent proposal. Again, my concerns and the ones I'd like to hear more from the community about, if we hear it all, or then if, and then also let the council make a decision, is just this idea of moving so many people and changing so many wards. But you've got good rationale for it, so that's good. Does anybody else want to be heard on either 98 or Charlene option two, we'll call it?
Yeah, I had some observations as well. Yeah, just looking at the demographic breakdowns of moving 98 or 82 as well, those are majority white precincts that we would be moving. And so what that would do is, if you're moving those out of Ward 5, it would further concentrate the Hispanic population in Ward 5. And if our concern is packing or increasing the Hispanic population in wards that are already upwards of 75%, that would only increase that further. And it would just really even further deviate from the rough proportionality of like the ethnic breakdown of the wards, or the precinct. Yeah, the wards that we're trying to aim for. So that was just the flag that I saw in moving those two precincts specifically. And I think that the second proposal just does a little bit more to balance that. It does the same. It gets it between down to the 5.02%, which is almost as close as the 4.72. And it also keeps in mind shifting population demographics, and then also the racial and ethnic makeup of each ward. So I thought that was that's why that proposal, option two that Charlene proposed, stood out to me, and that's why I was a little bit concerned about moving 98 or 82.
Yeah, Roger, before I call you on radio, I'll get you in a second. But Roger, if you move, well, it's probably the case that those districts that border five, that border six, are they all, and we can't move Fimbres' district. I guess we could, but he really wouldn't like that. Maybe you can get Mark Kerr to talk on that. I'm assuming they're all similarly demographics, majority Anglo, and then as you go further south in the district, it becomes more Hispanic. Is that, I mean, in other words, is there another option other than 98 or 82?
I'd have to look at that, Your Honor. I didn't, when we looked at 98 and 82, we weren't looking necessarily at that as the initial reason to move those. We were looking at that as moving the population, not the demographics.
Right. Well, the only other, I don't even know that you have another choice, because 86, I think, messes with your compacting a little bit, because you have 82, and I think 246 is Fimbres. So, okay, Grady?
Well, that was my concern, was that it looks like if you move 5 to 6 on 98, you're actually decreasing the Hispanic population, aren't you?
Yep.
And increasing the population in Ward 6. It seems like that would be a good trade-off.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it is interesting that I think you actually do get if you look at that, I was looking at the 2020 percentages, and it actually looks like on 98, you will, well, but that's Michael's concern. Michael's concern is you're going from 72% to 74%, or even 81. 72% to 74%. So you're actually concentrating a little more. It's pretty fractional either way. I have a feeling that, and again, that's why I'd like council to kind of have options, because they may very well think that's a good idea. That's right. It does decrease the minority population a little bit. I'm sorry, increase the minority population a little bit in Ward 5. Okay, anybody else? Glenn, Kelly, Marion. I'm sorry, Charlene, you have your hand raised.
Yeah, I just had two things. One is that, as you suggested at the last meeting, and again, this is the first city committee I've served on, so I don't know always that I'm making the right choices, but last time you suggested we run it by the folks who appointed us, and yeah. Have a question to
pose. That was probably a bad suggestion.
But you're bringing it up because we need to, I mean, ultimately the council is going to
right.
do what they do with it. We're just recommending stuff.
Yep.
But one question that was posed to me, which I don't have an answer for, but if we're looking at some of the original staff proposals, one of the questions that was posed to me is that we also look at the Rio Nuevo district. And there was a little concern without looking at it. And again, this I'm repeating a question more so than I'm understanding, but there was a query. They were just asking is if we're moving precincts from 5 to 6, are the precincts that we're looking at involved in the Rio Nuevo district? I don't think any of us know that necessarily, but if it's moving the ones from 5 to 6.
If I had a map. No, so 22nd Street, no. So the Rio Nuevo district ends at Broadway.
Okay.
So 98 definitely doesn't. Nothing involving 5 and 6. Now, the more interesting question is moving 1, which was the one you were looking at moving on 1?
Yeah.
Which one were you, 1, you wanted to move precinct 37?
Correct.
So I'm trying to look at, I don't have that map in front of me. Roger, where's precinct 37? What are the major
problems? It's basically
LRO. What is it, Charlene? I'm sorry.
It's around the El Rio neighborhood center around in that area.
Roger, that's close. I think that's north of it, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, we didn't know the exact boundaries, but they said we should just double check because that wasn't something I was thinking about initially.
It's a big deal, but it is an interesting question. I'm pretty positive. Oh, where El Rio Health Center is?
No, the neighborhood center.
Yeah, no, I think that's north. Isn't that north of the district? Because I remember the people from St. Mary's complaining that they weren't in the district, and it was, you know, it's like, well, sorry, you know, go to the state legislature, you know. So I'm pretty sure, but somebody would have to confirm that.
Yeah. Your Honor, we can share the real district map if you'd like.
Sure.
Randy, can you go ahead and do that?
And the second thing I was going to say, just to respond a little bit to what Grady is suggesting in terms of what I was thinking about in the second proposal that I posed, is looking at the fact that the populations I'm shifting address the Hispanic population and the overall minority percentage in both 3 and in 6.
Yep.
And I think that I just wanted to make sure that that is clear, because I do think that overarchingly, I do completely understand the difficulty of moving people. You know, as I mentioned, I've been in a ward that has, or in a district, a precinct in my ward that has moved several times. Yeah. But at the same time, I think that if we're trying to have a more reasonable distribution of the Hispanic voting population throughout our city, I think it's a better option personally.
The only concern, and I don't, you know, it's like a double-edged sword, Charlene, because so you move people from 98 who are now in 5 to 6, in a sense they're diluted. That's still a very Anglo district. And then in 3, which is
the power increases.
What's that? I'm sorry.
The Hispanic population increases in Ward 3, which is the third, you know, strongest block for Latino voters. So it's good that way. It's still pretty washed out in 6, but it does strengthen a voting block in Ward 3.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. I mean, in there's a little bit of a dilution when you move folks into 6. 3 is an interesting district because if you look at the population, and it would be interesting to know how what the voting population is. But over, okay, so where are we at? Where's 37? Does anybody know?
Okay, so 37 would be where my screen is right now, and this is Randy speaking. And then the Rio Nuevo district is down here highlighted in red.
Okay, I see. And then 37 is 37 Barrio Hollywood?
Just north of there, Your Honor.
Yeah, it's north of it.
So it's north of, what's this, so that, is that Grant or is that?
It's between Grant and Speedway.
And it's west of the freeway. Could you move it back down, Randy, so we can see the neighborhoods again? Okay, so it's.
Call up that other map too, that really pulled out the precincts nicely.
Yeah, that one was better. The one you originally sent us, actually.
It says on the maps that we received that it's El Rio Acres, looks like.
Okay.
Silvercroft, El Rio Acres.
Okay, yeah, I saw Silvercroft on the map. There it is. Okay, of course, here it's, that must be the freeway. West, yeah, okay. I mean, it's an interesting move, but maybe okay. All right. Anybody else wanna? We've heard from Grady. We've heard from Michael. We've heard from Charlene. Glenn, you're representing Ward 3. And I know Matt Kopeck he can't participate right now, but I know he's listening. Any thoughts out of Ward 3 about this? Essentially, you're taking a precinct west of the freeway and moving it into yours. But you've got west of the freeway already. Okay, I see what you're doing. There it is. That's a good map. Leave it there. So you've got west of the freeway up until essentially that thing that runs to Moran. I don't know how big that is. So you're just taking that one next one. Okay.
But Ward 3 also, so yes, 1 goes into 3, but 3 goes out as well.
Yeah.
It's 89, so just.
Yeah, I see it. Okay.
I'd like to make an observation.
Sure.
It's been my understanding that Ward 3 really didn't see the need to move a large amount of people in or out of Ward 3. Is this something that's going to be necessary that we're going to turn around and redo it in 2022?
Well, I guess we don't know the answer to that yet, but it is. You are correct that this move essentially reduces the voter population, which is a little high in Ward 3, not much. So you don't have to move it. You're only at 1.70, but you would be reducing the population by 550, 600 people.
Looking at right there, if you look at Precinct 89, is that 72 is split between Ward 3 and Ward 6. And so I was anticipating that would be a likely move in the census. And 89 is, if you see kind of it's separated by Brandy Fenton Park, and it's sort of laying out there by itself in a way anyway, kind of separate from a good part of Ward 3.
Yeah.
And there's 170 up at the top, but 170, kind of, if you continue the map up, you know, there's a good connection there to 164. So that was part of my thinking about 89, is that you know, again, it was either 72 or 89. And I think 89 is the one that makes the most sense if we're looking forward.
So you're talking about moving 89 into 6.
In my second proposal, it was moving 89 from 3 to 6. That was the move I was suggesting there.
Right, and that was the reason why.
Yeah.
And that's the one we're looking at is option 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I mean, Glenn, I don't know that it makes a difference other than you are correct. And that's why I would like to take both proposals, at least to public hearing. There's no reason to move anybody in Ward 3. However, in doing so, you do a couple things. One, you do flatten the numbers a little, minimally, but a little. And by moving sort of the 5-1, but then Charlene, you're not moving, and I guess I wasn't clear. Kelly, were you the one that was talking about moving 89, or Charlene, was that you?
This is Charlene, and in the option that we're looking at,
yeah,
moving 89 from 3 to 6 was part of that suggestion.
Yep.
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, yeah, I hope that answers your question. I mean, there's no reason to move anybody in 3 because you're moderately flat, but Charlene's option 2 flattens it more. And I can't guess census at this point. I mean, it sounds like whatever we're going to do is going to be pretty short term. Okay, anybody else before we try to go somewhere with this?
I thought the work, this is Kelly, I appreciated the work Charlene did, and I put it all on a table because I'm super visual, and that spot in the numbers. I on the previous call was worried about doing anything with Ward 3 because it is the third highest Latino voting block, but this actually increases it, so there's more power there. I just commend her for the work, and it gets the deviation is good, so I think moving it forward along with the other staff option is good.
Okay, unless anybody has anything else, so Roger, you're there somewhere. Roger, is the next move, let's say we say tonight we want to move, I'm going to call it Mendoza option 2. We better come up with a better name for it so it's not personally identified, but Mendoza option 2 and staff option, whatever it is with regard to 98. Let's say we say, okay, no final decisions. So I can tell you this just for the fun of it. Sometimes council rejects whatever we do. that's just that. Do we then next call for a public hearing? And how do people find out? What do people get if anybody's interested? Well, first of all, let me ask you this. Do council members, staff, ever speak at the public hearings on these, or do they kind of stand mute?
I don't recall having a staff member ever speak at the public hearing.
Okay. And so what gets put out to the public? Everything we've done so far, the 2 recommendations.
So we would do a public notice of the hearing along with an outline of the 2 recommendations that were going to be before the public hearing. We'd send that out to the local media. We would post it on the city's website, and we would also send it to any of the neighborhood associations that are in those affected precincts.
Okay, and then what was my other question? Do you give at least a bit of an analysis as to why, you know, the advantages or, you know, the facts with regard to both of them? Or what do you do in that regard?
So we would direct people to our website that would have that analysis on the website so that they could go there and look at those individual documents.
Okay. Okay. And then so it's basically, I mean, I should ask, I guess, although I guess it doesn't matter, what kind of reaction I mean, it would be nice if I was in a precinct that was going to move if I got notice of it. Or a potential precinct, but we don't do that. That's too expensive.
Typically not, no, Your Honor.
Other than putting it up.
Right.
Okay. All right. Does anybody else have any questions, comments? All right. If not, can I get a motion of some kind? I guess, Kelly, you move that we move.
Mayor, I think Marianne's hand is up.
What's that? I'm sorry, Charlene? Oh, I'm sorry, Marion. We'll go. I see two hands up, Marion and then Charlene.
Yeah, that's okay. I was just going to make a comment about census, but I'm fine with moving forward. I do have a question though about the notice, because it's a public meeting. We can share it in any way we see fit, right? I mean, we can just share it over social media. I believe the city council members can also share it via social media. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Charlene?
I didn't have a question. I was just saying Marion's hand was up.
Oh, okay. Great. Okay. So I think I heard from Kelly. I'm implying now. I think I heard a motion from Kelly to move forward with the two options. We need to come up with a name for Mendoza option two.
At that point, Your Honor, they'll be named option one and option two.
Those are very creative, Roger.
I thought
very,
so.
Very, those will get a lot of attention. Okay. And then, and I think I heard Marion second it because I heard Thinker said she was okay. So if we have that motion and second, there's not any other discussion. All in favor say aye. Marion did a thumbs up. I'm doing a thumbs up.
Aye.
Aye.
Lady, you good with that?
Yes.
Charlene. Glenn, you okay with that?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. 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 All right. I'm not quite sure what the remedy is there, but all right. So we'll say that on a 6-1 vote, we've moved this forward. Now, when would the public hearing be, Roger?
That would be your call, Your Honor.
Okay. Is it too soon to do it next Monday, or should we do it the following Monday?
I think we should do it next Monday, Mayor, because the 31st is coming up pretty soon, and we have to have a decision by then, right?
No, I agree. Okay, Roger, are you good with getting adequate notice out for next Monday?
We will, Your Honor.
Okay, and then that'll be Monday at 5:00?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now I have to find the agenda. Okay, future agenda items, I think we've covered that, unless anybody has anything else. I'm just trying to think, Glenn, and it's always a mistake when I try to help the people dissenting, but I'm not sure what the alternative is for three. I mean, if it was, you were good with 98, that's going forward, because it doesn't touch three. If it was, I just don't want to do Mendoza, I guess we're going to do Mendoza. So I guess we'll take it from there. I mean, you can, but let me ask this question, Roger. If Glenn were to come up with some genius idea between now and then that we all love, there's nothing we can do about it at this point, right?
This is the recommendation that you'd be forwarding to the public hearing. So that would be what you would be expecting the public to give you recommendations on, and which you would make your final determination to the council.
Okay. All right. Well, that's where we're at then. So our next meeting date will be Monday, October 12th at 5 p.m. I guess we'll get our Zoom notices. The principal purpose of that meeting will be to hold the public hearing and then make a determination of what we're going to send on to council. Is that accurate?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Anybody have anything else?
So that's going to be a Zoom meeting.
Is that a Zoom meeting?
Yes, it will be. We'll do it similar to the way that we do council. We will, when we send out the public notice, we will have a statement in there that if they would like to join the meeting, they can do so by phone, or if they want to address the commission, then they can contact my office and we'll give them the login information so that they can be on camera as well.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
So this is Kelly. Can I ask a question? Who presents the two options during the public meeting? And would that be an appropriate time for, I mean, do we do any talking? So if Glenn wanted to say, you know, he really likes 98 because, or others wanted to say, you know, they like option two because, or do we just sit there?
So the mayor will open the meeting. He will typically turn it over to the staff. I will present the options and just kind of go through the whole process of redistricting, what it's about, what the committee is doing, present each one of the options in a very non-specific way as to say pick.
Right. Not to be biased. Yeah.
Then we will open it up for the public hearing. If we do have individuals that may comment, don't get your hopes up that you're going to have this great turnout. I don't want to build this up like it's going to be a great public hearing, but we could have comments. But typically, we get more comments at the mayor and council public hearing than we do at the committee public hearing. You listen to their comments, we close the public hearing, and then you are at liberty then to discuss the recommendations. And at that point in time, if you choose to move forward, you can, or however you would like to do so. So you actually have, even though it's just a public hearing, you actually can hold, once we leave that public hearing, you can have discussion and make your decision then, and then come back at a future meeting to write your recommendation.
Okay. And then just so I'm clear, when we hold the, or so the committee's clear, I think, when we hold the public hearing, we essentially allow the folks to speak, and we listen and take it in, and if they direct questions to us, so, you know, I know, for instance, at Call the Audience and the like, and even at public hearings, zoning hearings, if people were to ask questions, we were not really to respond. We could direct it to staff. Is that same procedure?
Typically, during the public hearing, if they want to ask questions, then staff would make the attempt to answer those questions. That keeps you out of being put on the spot for something.
Got it. Okay. All right, I think we got enough. Unless anybody has anything else, take a motion to adjourn. Come on, somebody.
I move we adjourn.
Thank you, Mary. Can I get a second?
Grady Scott, second.
All right, we got it. All right, so moved. Anybody not want to adjourn? Okay, if not, we will see you next week at 5:00. Thank you, guys. Good work.
Thank you,
appreciate it. Okay.
Jim, can you stay on for just a minute? Thank you.